So Be'ezer Hashem, the mitzvah of Tashbisu, to destroy one's chametz, appears in the Torah Kedosha. We should always know where the pasuk itself is. The Torah Kedosha says in Perik Yud Beis Pasuk Teslov, Shivas Yomim Matzos Tachel. You're supposed to eat matzos 7 days. Ach Biyom Arishon Tashbisu Sarmi Batecha. But on the first day, you should destroy the chametz. So there's a very famous. That's fine. There's a very famous minchas chinuch, a beautiful minchas chinuch, which will open up many, many things for us, and we'll go through the minchas chinuch inside. In mitzvah test, minchas chinuch asks a very, very basic question about the mitzvah. So let's take a look. The minchas chinuch in mitzvah test. Vihine lechori yesh safek, fundamental safek. Ima mitzvah sasei he she hachametz mushtas. Is the mitzvah sasei that the chametz needs to be destroyed? Vin yesh li chametz chutz masha over alosa sasei by roda imotze over odal sasei. Vin ein lo chametz ein over belav. V'gama mitzvah sasei mikayim b'shev al tasem. K'mo b'shabes v'yomtev. Ika sasei d'shabosom v'asiyas melacha. Vim avar v'osa malacha mevatel asay v'losa asay. Just like when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah asay of Shabbosim, and there's also an isur, a lav losa asay chom malacha. How are you mekayin the mitzvah asay Shabbosim by not violating the lav? V'hachi nami, maybe here too. Ikra mitzvah kan. Shelo yachametz v'rishuso v'mushpas v'rishuso. Come on, mitzvah sasei b'shabasan. That the lo avi kmo lava baba chol say the ainim mekayim hamitzvah b'mei na'over. So one sad is to say that the mitzvah you could be mekayim even b'shev al taseh. We won't get involved with how he plays with Shabbos. That's not so important. That the mitzvah is you mekayim the mitzvah even b'shev al taseh, as long as you don't have chametz. That's enough to fulfill the mitzvah. Oh, Dilma, skipping down to the next paragraph. The mitzvah alav dikum v'asei diyash b'sachametz. The mitzvah is that you have to destroy the chametz b'kum v'asei. V'mein lo chametz lo kiyim v'asei. You know, the truth is, this is a very fascinating question, and it's strange. We went from the pasuk, which was written 3,500 years ago, is that when at least it was written b'ksav? Two, Minchas Chinuch was written 150 years ago, and there's really not a lot of information in between, at least obvious information. Minchas Chinuch is going to try to be medayik from different places, but there's not a lot of information what the mitzvah of Tashbisu is. So the other way of understanding is that's a mitzvah b'kum v'asei that you have to destroy chametz. V'nein lo chametz lo kiyim v'asei. K'mo mishein lo dalet kamfis. Just like somebody doesn't have four kanfas. Nihide na over, he wasn't over the mitzvah. Michol makom lo kiyam ha-mitzvah. Hachinami gam kan, same thing over here. That in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, you can bring in more chairs, the guys can move a little closer, there are more chairs outside if necessary. In order to be mekayim the mitzvah, so then what to do is to have chametz. Okay. So what would be the most basic nafkamina between whether it's a mitzvah b'kum v'aseh or it's a mitzvah b'shev al taseh? Yes, David? Do you need to have chametz during the time of the mitzvah to destroy it? Now, the truth is, I'll have to get to later on, we actually never have chametz at the time that there's a mitzvah to destroy it, which is going to be a problem that we're going to get to later on. But this is the question. Whenever you have the mitzvah to destroy the chametz, do you need to actually destroy it? Or memela, simply the chametz being removed, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Good. What's another nafkamina? Another nafkamina would be if someone grabs your chametz and destroys it for you, continues the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch in O Dilma says, what happens if I have chametz, and you go to move forward, so everybody can move further and so forth. If you have chametz, and someone comes along and grabs your chametz and destroys it on Erev Pesach. So what's the halacha in such a case?
Shows it for you or for himself?
He destroyed it stam. He stam destroyed it. You didn't make him a shliach, Josh. You didn't make Aryeh. You didn't make him a shliach. What would the halacha be in such a case? So now, if you say that there's a mitzvah on every single person to destroy, so then in such a case, he took your mitzvah. The Gemara in Chulin says that the halacha is, if I do shchita, and if I do shchita on a chaya or oaf, there's a mitzvah of kisui adam. Somebody comes along and does kisui adam, takes my mitzvah of kisui adam, you know, he owes me money. Chazal gave a value, a financial value to mitzvahs. And that is, that if he takes it, he has to pay me 5 zehuvim. So Minchas Chinuch says like this. Minchas Chinuch says, that's totally in this question. If we say that the mitzvah is one that you could fulfill in a passive manner, so then, what would we say in regards to someone who grabbed your chametz? Then we would say that the halacha is, you don't have to pay him back, because I was mekayem mitzvah the same way. But if it's a mitzvah b'kum va'aseh, what's a classic example of kum va'aseh? Lulav and esrog. So you have to get up and do it. So if someone else did it, it doesn't matter. You are mekayem that mitzvah. And if you took my chametz, so in such a case, you're going to have to pay me 5 zehuvim. So we already have 2 nafkaminas in terms of how to understand the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Is the mitzvah of Tashbisu b'kum va'aseh? Is it a kiyuma mitzvah? Or could you be mekayim it b'shev al taseh? Now, what we're going to do is we're going to go out of order. We're going to list all of the possible nafkaminas. We're not going to follow the order of the Minchas Chinuch. We're going to go through the orders of the Minchas Chinuch and the nafkaminas, and then we're going to raise a couple of issues that Minchas Chinuch raises. We're going to come out with a clear chakira and 2 different ways of understanding it, and a couple of very, very powerful nafkaminas. And that's going to be our work for today. And on Sunday, we're going to see this in a sugya and in a Rambam that the Minchas Chinuch didn't discuss very much. And then we're going to apply it to a very, very common halacha l'maisa discussion that happens with Zman Hazeh. Okay, so that's the game plan. So everybody's with me? The chakira, what's the mitzvah of Tashbisu? What are the 2 tzadim? Scream them out.
Shev al
taseh or kum va'aseh, right? And so far we have 2 nafkaminas, the most obvious one being whether you need to have chametz, and the second one being if someone grabs your chametz. Let's list off another bunch of nafkaminas. Here he continues in this paragraph, O Dilma, with another. Va'od yesh nafkamina. What happens if someone ate the chametz on Pesach? So what was that? That's an iser lav, iser kares, right? But on the other hand, he destroyed the chametz. Now, throughout the Yom Tov of Pesach, there's a mitzvah to destroy your chametz. If you find your chametz, then there's a mitzvah to destroy it. If somehow chametz fell into your rishus, there's a mitzvah to destroy it. So what happens if the fellow mamish ate it? So let's chesmin it out. Ki av mitzvah bob avera. On the one hand, it's clearly a mitzvah bob avera. La sover mitzvah bob avera min haTorah lo yotza. If you hold that it's b'kum va'aseh, so then he did a mitzvah bob avera, and many rishonim hold if it's a mitzvah bob avera, you weren't yotze the mitzvah. Avol iya mitzvah he b'shev al taseh, but if the mitzvah b'shev al taseh, in kain afilu achlo mikom akom ein b'rishuso v'kayim a mitzvah haseh kiv nein lo chametz. The only way you could say that he wasn't mikayim the mitzvah is if the mitzvah requires an action, and then you say, oh, it was a mitzvah bob avera. But if the mitzvah you can be mekayim even b'shev al taseh, so then in such a case, argues the Minchas Chinuch, he would ironically be mekayim the mitzvah while he also did the aveira, the yisur d'oraisa of. By the way, this is a classic Minchas Tinuch. The Minchas Tinuch is an absolutely fantastic sefer. It is one of these svarim that has cut beyond all boundaries. It was written by a Polish Jew whose descendants were Hasidim, but it was loved very much by Reb Chaim. In fact, on Sunday, we're going to see that Reb Chaim of Brisk built a very, very similar construct, I believe, in my heart of hearts, I believe it was built on Minchas Tinuch. Reb Chaim, of course, was well known that he didn't use Lav Achronim. I don't know if Reb Chaim had $30,000 worth of Svarim, but no, it's important to have Svarim. Don't get me wrong, but Reb Chaim didn't use a lot of Achronim. But they say that on Reb Chaim's desk, he did have Minchas Tinuch. The Minchas Tinuch is an absolutely beautiful, beautiful sefer. To tease you guys, one time somebody was saying to me on Shabbos, I love Lamdus, this fellow said to me. And he said, I'd like to do on Shabbos a Lamdus topic from the Parsha. So I said, oh, the sefer Minchas Tinuch is an absolutely beautiful sefer. The Minchas Tinuch is, he gives you yedias, he has beautiful questions, it's a beautiful, beautiful sefer. Yeah, he goes al Seder HaParsha, right? Goes al Seder HaParsha, goes out according to the order of the Chinuch, the Sefer Chinuch. So a few weeks afterwards, I asked the guy, how's it going? So he says, oh, I'm enjoying Minchas Asher very much. Minchas Asher is Rav Asher Weiss Shlita, who's a tremendous Talmud Chacham. His Svarim are beautiful. They're very cool Svarim. They're very enjoyable. He's very, very enjoyable. But nowadays, everybody wants things fast food. So Minchas Chinuch is the classic sefer of Iyun. You could do it on the Parsha because it goes Al Seder Al Parsha. If you have some time on Shabbos, just pick one mitzvah and do even a couple paragraphs of Minchas Chinuch. To do the whole Minchas Chinuch, you see the Minchas Chinuch, he packs in a lot. He packs in a tremendous amount. I've been saying Shir on this Minchas Chinuch now for 10-15 years, and every year I notice something else that I didn't notice before. I focus on a different part. It's a beautiful, beautiful sefer. So this is another classic, brilliant nafkamina of his, of Mitzvah Bavir. So right now we have three nafkaminas. Now, we're going to skip a little the Minchas Chinuch and see nafkamina number four is really the deepest one. If you take a look, he quotes a Tosfos in Pesachim. Now, for those of you who have a Gemara Pesachim, it'll be great to look inside. If you don't have a Gemara Pesachim, it's also okay. Well, you're going to need the rush, but he points out that there is a famous machlokus between Rashi and Tosas on the Dalet on the Beis Maseches Pesachim, and everybody should know this machlokus. It's one of these machlokusim that everybody should know. The Gemara struggles with why we do both Bedika and the Bittel. The Gemara says on the Dalet on the Beis Mida Raisa. Bittul ba'alma sagile. The minat Torah, all you have to do is bittul, right? Once you're mevatel your chametz, then you were yotze, right? So the whole business that we're doing is only a din derabbanan. It's amazing. The holy women in Klal Yisrael, that they clean, mamish, I'm being very serious, for a month before, we're going to talk about this month before, they clean. A month before already, they're starting, the moment Purim is over, they're already worrying about chametz. So really, that's only midrabbanan. Min haTorah, the husband and wife sincerely are mevatel their chametz. So then, in such a case, then min haTorah, you took care of it, right? If you sincerely mean that's going to be hefker, now one, the Ran says that we're scared that people are not going to clean the chametz, they're just not going to really, really mean that they want it to be hefker. But technically, if a person was really, really mevatel all of his chametz, so then, in such a case, the Gemara says, Midah Raisa Bebitul Ba'al Masagi. Now, Rashi, on that line in the Gemara, Midah Raisa Bebitul Ba'al Masagi, Rashi has a very interesting comment. Bebitul Ba'al Masagi, about 12 lines into the narrow, Rashi says, Dichsiv Tashbisu, Viloksiv Tivaru, Vahashbasa Delev, Hi Hashbasa. Rashi is Midayek in what we started with. What did we start? Let's give the guys who weren't here when we started. It's fine. The guys are coming downstairs. Guess what we started with. Who could guess what we started with? The Shir. What was the first Mar Malkum of the Shir? The Chumash. Very good. Tashpisu Sarmi Batechem. Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis. You always have to know what pasuk we're talking about. So Rashi is medaye in the lashon of the pasuk. The lashon of the pasuk is tashpisu. Rashi says it doesn't say tivaru, it doesn't say burn. Now the word tashpisu does also mean to destroy, although it's very, very interesting that the word tashpisu also has the shoresh of Shabbos, right? The Targum Onklis, I don't know if this resonated, I think I'm doing Chazara, it's been a long time since I noticed this. The Targum Onklis translates tashpisu as tevatulim, to be mevata. Says Rashi, it doesn't say tivaru, it says tashpisu. Why doesn't it say to burn? The answer is, says Rashi, that you're mekayim tashpisu in any way, shape, or form. And that means, says Rashi, by being mevatel, you also mekayim it. The mashmos of Rashi is that if it had said tivaru, then bittul wouldn't work. But since we say that it is what? That it says tashpisu, midoraisa bebitul ba'al masagile, how does Rashi learn? Rashi learns that you're mekayim tashbisu through bitul. Everybody got that? That's clear? You're mekayim tashbisu through bitul. Comes along Tesis on Dalam and Beis, and Dibra Maschum midoraisa, and Tesis says that can't be. Vikoshelari, dahai hashbasa havarihi. The hashbasa means to destroy with fire. Velo bittul, it can't be bittul. Why? So he points out that the Gemara in Daf Hamed Aleph says that when it comes Erev Pesach after Chatzos, the chametz doesn't belong to you. That's a given. The Gemara says the chametz doesn't belong to you, whether you made it ownerless or not. And therefore, the Gemara said, therefore, you won't be able to do bittul when the Torah says, when you have the zman of tashbisu. So ask Tosas a bomb kasha. The Torah dosha says, tashbisu se'ar mi bateichem. And when is that? Ach bayom arishon, and Chazal darshan, that's already from Chatzos and Erev Pesach. So the mitzvah to destroy the chametz is from Chatzos on Erev Pesach, correct? And what's in with regards to bittul? Could you do bittul after Chatzos? We don't. You know why? You can't, because you don't own it then. You don't legally own it. If that's so, when do you do bittul, says the Gemara? Before Chatzos. Asks Tosos. How in the world could Rashi say that you're mekayim tashbisu through bittul? Tashbisu is to destroy it at Chatzos. And it's no longer yours at Chatzos. You can't do bittul. The Gemara says beferish you can't do bittul. You have to do bittul beforehand. How's it going to work? That's Tosus' kasha. Rabosai, based on the above chakira, how could you answer Tosis is Kasha against Rashi? Yes, Michal? Oh, very good. Very good. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. Minchas Chinuch says like this. Now let's go back inside the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch says, I'll tell you how. Your Yotze, the mitzvah of Tashbisu, because Tashbisu is not Bekum Vaseh, an action, but rather, what's the mitzvah of Tashbisu? The mitzvah of Tashbisu could fulfill the Sheva Al-Taseh. Take a look. Now we could follow these words inside. In paragraph Vihine, on page Nun Ches, in the Minchas Chinuch, he says like this, V'chein mevuar b'tosas b'psachim, shekosav eich neilev bitul mitashbisu. Tosas challenges, now you need to write on the side, on your margin of the Minchas Chinuch, Tosas is questioning Rashi, who says that you're mekayim tashbisu through bittul. Rabosai, this is probably the most important machlokis in the first parak of Pesachim. The most important machlokis, most important issue in all of the sugya of chametz is whether you're mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu through bichl. Tosa says no, and Rashi says yes. And Rashi had that gishmak adiuk from the words of the pasuk itself. Tosis asks Rashi, but wait a second. You can't learn bittul from Tashbisu. Ha'amrino l'kamon heyam and aleph acholof u'bechatzos. U'bechatzos he efshar. Levatel du l'achar zman yisura. After the zman of yisura, you can no longer be mevatel. I told you why, because it's not yours. V'i ha'mitzvah b'shev al taseh. But if the mitzvah be'al b'shev al taseh, says the mitzvah sninuk, im kein lo kasha klal, datera omad u'bechatzos. All it needs to be is destroyed when it comes to chatzais. That's going to be enough. You hear the Kasha Rabosa. You hear the Machlokis. This is the Machlokis between the Rashi and the Tosis. It's Gufa Tali on this Chakira. What is the mitzvah of Tashbisa? Is a mitzvah, if we, Rashi's learning Pashut, the mitzvah of Tashbisa, you can be Mekayim B'Shev Al Tasa. So comes when the clock hits chatzos, right? When the clock strikes midday, so then in such a case, you're mekayim the mitzvah, because you no longer had the chametz. But according to Tosfos, when the clock strikes midday, you have to be doing bikum vaseh. You have to be getting up and doing something, destroying the chametz. So that's another nafgamina, and this is the most conceptual, and from the Gemara itself, the nafkamina between these two approaches. This is the claim of the Minchas Chinuch. So far, so good. Gilad, good. Mason, good. From right to left. Gabriel, good. Danny, the same. Okay. Now, we're going to see on Sunday how we're going to apply this in lots of different directions. But now, I want to ask you what you think about one of the Minchas Chinuch's rayas. Minchas Chinuch is interesting and seems to pile up that most understand that the mitzvah is b'shev al taseh, not b'kum vaseh. I can't tell you why, but I have a hidden agenda. It's not so hidden anymore. I have a hidden agenda that I want to find as many people who hold this b'kum vaseh, not b'shev al taseh. Stay tuned, Mirtz Hashem on Sunday, we'll discuss why. And I'll have applications to Halacha L'maisa. Practical Halacha L'maisa that's shayach to every single one of you here, except for me. You figure out what's shayach to you, Halacha L'maisa, it's not shayach to me. You'll figure it out as you're doing the Marim HaKomis. Okay. Says the Minchas Chinuch. Now let's go back. So you guys got down the four nafkaminas? Got the four nafkaminas down? Good. Umidivrei Rava Mechaber. Now the Minchas Chinuch, for some reason Minchas Chinuch jumped around. That I don't know why. You say Minchas Chinuch was very, very poor. And he wrote the Sefer on scraps. Umidivrei Rava Mechaber. You have that? Shekosav. B'yotzei l'derech. Mutelas lava mitzvah. You know where this grabs me the most about how Talmid Chacham, oh, everybody makes such a big deal about them and they go crazy over them and so on. And people throw millions and millions of dollars in their direction. And I think to myself, if only they appreciated him when he was alive. How much money was spent on the Daf Yomi celebrations this past summer? It was awesome. Millions and millions and millions of dollars. A cynic would say, how much did the person who was Messiah in Giant Stadium, how much did he have to pay to get that kibud? It happens to be, you know how old Rav Meir Shapira was when he died? He was 46 years old. 46 years old. You know what happened? He had a massive heart attack. He went to America to collect money for the Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, which ironically was going to be destroyed 10 years later by the Nazis. Even less than 10 years later. Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin was only around, for those who are going to Poland, who went to Poland, only stood for about 15 years, Sach HaKol. Anyhow, Rav Meir Shapira went, and he was in tremendous debt for the Yeshiva, and He went to America, and he barely collected any money. We have this written down. He wrote a letter to somebody 2 nights before he had this massive heart attack, and he used the words. He said, "I'm heartbroken. I thought I'd be able to collect more money for the yeshiva, and I can't go on, and I don't know what I'm going to do. The lenders are breathing down my throat." And he, 2 nights later, he died of a massive heart attack. It's just every time I see it, it's so beautiful, the celebration of Daf Yomi, when they celebrate Rav Meir Shapiro, this picture is all over, v'chule. They have these commemorative books, like these World Series albums, Lahavdil now in the Jewish world, they have Daf Yomi albums with pictures, like you have of all the World Series, so they have pictures now of all the Daf Yomis, and Rav Meir Shapiro's picture, the book costs more to print than to support Yeshiva Chachmei Lublin for 2 years. And he's smiling, v'chule, We have to appreciate Talmidei Chachamim not only when they become famous, but appreciate them when they are alive and who they are. It's a tremendous musar. Now Zorlin Yonenu. So Minchas Chinuch, I think one of the reasons the sefer is a little disorganized is because he didn't have enough money even for paper. They say the sefer Tzel Sachosh and sefer of the Shach. There's a lot of confusion about the Shach. The Shach also passed away when he was 41 years old. And the Shach wrote it in poverty, and there's probably different pieces of paper that were placed together. Now, Zorlin Yonenu. Umidivrei Harav HaMechaber. So going back to page Nun Zayin, my theory is that it could have been that these were different pieces that were put together. Shekosa B'yotzei L'derech Muteles alav hamitzvah. Mira dihi b'sheva al taset. Divikum v'asei ein muteles alav hamitzvah kodem. Now, Rabosai, can anybody figure out the Minchas Chinuch wants to be medayek from the Rav HaMechaber? Who's the Rav HaMechaber? The Chinuch. Right? This sefer was written on the Chinuch. So he wants to be medayek whether the Chinuch holds its vikum v'asei or its b'sheva al taset. Okay? So let's take a look. Let's take a look at the words of the Chinuch. Lahatzir l'kol lechem chametz mishkan osenu biyom arba nisan shenemar ach biyom rishon tashpisar mitechem upirish rishon kodem lapesach mishar she mitzvah zuv kadei she nisgar hanisim she mitzrayim kol shkos l'korban pesach. Page nun tes is where he's going to be medayik from. Dine ha mitzvah kigon shas bi uro min hayom masai the halachos of when you're supposed to burn them. Umayi hashbasaso, and how you're supposed to burn it. Ubeeze mokom sarif lechapso, and where you have to search. Ubeeze mokom einat sarif. Uma emasai mutelas hamitzvah love, and when is there a chiyuv in yotze lederech? That, all he says, can be found in the first two prakim in Maseches Pesachim. The Minchas Chinuch is medayek from the words Yotzei Lederech. Now, Rabosai, I introduce Simin Tov Lamed Vav without getting involved in the halachas. What's the halacha of someone who leaves their house within 30 days? Many, many people have this. What do? They go to a hotel, or they go to their grandmother, and they're not going to be there for all of Pesach. They know they're not going to be there for all of Pesach. Is there a chiyuv of bedika? So we're not talking halacha lemaisa. We're not talking halacha lemaisa yet. But that's a beferisha gemara. And it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tov Lamed Vav. The gemara in Pesachim on Daf Vav Amar Aleph says that anybody that leaves their house within 30 days of Pesach needs to do a bedika. You're telling me you sold the chametz to the guy. You're telling me you did bittul. You're telling me you're for sure not coming back. Who's going to leave? Who wants to leave Florida to go back to New York? So then, in such a case, what's the halacha? Nevertheless, it seems that you need to do a bedika. Okay? Now, what's the diuk over here That's what it means in the chinuch when the chinuch says ume'emasai muteles hamitzvah lovim yotze l'derech. So the minchas chinuch wants to make a diuk. Ume'emasai muteles alav im yotze l'derech. What's the diuk? Says the minchas chinuch. Go back to page nun zayin. Tibikom va'asei. Because when it comes to kum va'asei, ein muteles alav ha-mitzvah kodem. There's no mitzvah beforehand. When's the mitzvah if it's kum va'asei? On chatzos. Says the minchas chinuch, the fact that the chinuch says that you have a mitzvah ha-muteles alav kodem, you have the mitzvah of tashbisu kodem. So in such a case, he says, we see that the halacha is that the mitzvah starts already within 30 days. Now this, you guys might have a little bit of a hard time understanding. Why? Because you spend more time in Seder discussing the chakira itself. But I want to make go slowly and make sure everybody understands this right. Again, starting from the beginning, I'm crunching out the raya. The halacha is that you need to destroy your chametz. We have a chakir, whether it's v'kum v'asei or b'shev al tasa. Within the mitzvah of tashbisu, the chinuch says, and the halachos of when you have to destroy it when you're leaving your house, all of that appears in the first and second parak in Maseches Pesachim. Says the chinuch, minchas chinuch, if the chinuch held that the mitzvah of tashbisu is bekum va'asei, when did we learn that the mitzvah of tashbisu kicks in? Chatzos. It's not within 30 days. And he's saying the mitzvah to do tashbisu? When? 30 days before. He's putting it in this mitzvah. Must be, says the Minchas Chinuch, that the mitzvah of tashbisu you could be mekayim b'shev al taseh. If somebody leaves to Florida a week before, so then if he destroys his chametz, if he looks for his chametz and destroys the week before, he's mekayim. But during the time of tashbisu he wasn't there. The answer is he was mekayim it b'shev al taseh. Otherwise, you can't read the chinuch claims in Minchas Chinuch. That's the right. What do you think, Rabosa? It's a good riot. It's a good riot. It's proving that the chinuch holds that's b'shev al tasa. You hear the riot? Want me to say it again? If we say that the mitzvah of tashbisu is dafka by chatzos, then why is the minchas chinuch telling us, let's say someone can't be around in Erev Pesach because he's in Florida. So he has to do it beforehand. It's true he has to do it beforehand. But you don't put the halacha over here by the mitzvah of tashbisu because he's not in the mitzvah of tashbisu. Bikum va'asei. So why is he putting it over here? He must be assuming that the mitzvah is fulfilled b'shev al taseh. As long as when the clock strikes midday, you don't have your chametz, you are mekayim the mitzvah. Rabose, I'm not so convinced. Let's look back on the words of the chinuch. Dine ha-mitzvah. The chinuch says, the dine of this mitzvah, kegon shas bi'urei min ha-yom masai. What time it begins during the day. Umahi ashbasaso, and what is the tashmisu that you're supposed to do. Ube'ezen makom tzarech lechapso, and which place you have to search. Ube'ezen makom ena tzarech, and which place don't you have to search. Ume'emasai muteles ha-mitzvah alav im yotze l'derech. What mitzvah is he talking about when he says ume'emasai muteles ha-mitzvah alav? Is he talking about tashbisu? Maybe he's talking about Bedika. Beforehand, he was talking about Be'ezah Makom Tzarech L'Chapetz. Does the Torah ever tell you that you have to search? Who told you you have to search? The Rabbana. Now, it's a separate question you could ask. What's the Chinuch doing discussing Bedika if the mitzvah we're discussing is Hashpisu? And there's a mitzvah d'oraisa tashpisu, there's a mitzvah d'rabbanan of bedika, and he doesn't even tell us that he's talking about the mitzvah d'rabbanan. That's an interesting question. But in terms of how to read the words of the chinuch, I'm wondering, u'me'emasai muteles ha-mitzvah Allah v'miyotzei l'derech, he's not talking about the mitzvah of tashpisu, but rather he's talking about the mitzvah of bedika. If he's talking about the mitzvah of bedika, so then in such a case, I'm not so sure that there's a strong right. Okay? So what do we have up until now? Four nafkaminas. The last nafkamina we spent the most time is understanding that this is the yesod of the machlokis Rashi and Tosfos. An attempted raya in the lashon of the chinuch. And our suggestion of how maybe the chinuch might be actually saying something else. Let's take a look now at the next lines from the Minchas Chinuch. One more point before we go to Haggadah. I want to hear what you have to say about this as well. He wants to bring another raya on page Nun Zayin when he says Va'ayin Derosh Shom, and take a look in the Rosh, in Perek Aleph, Os Yud, in Maseches Pesachim. He says that we're going to see that Bekum Va'aseh, if someone gets up to destroy his chametz, there's no mitzvah beforehand. So it's true, that's what the Rosh says. The Rosh says something absolutely amazing, Rebbe Osei, which everybody should be aware of. Let's take a look at the Rosh in Siman Yud. Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav. Habodek Tzarech Sheyivarech. When you do Bedika, you should make the bracha. Delo teima eina kol kach. Kima de'eina elavirus ha-chametz min ha-bayis. I would have thought that all he's doing, he's just removing the chametz from the house. I don't know what the Rosh means by that. Why would you say that that's the reason that you shouldn't make a bracha? I don't know what he means. Lo teima eina kol kach mitzvah? Isn't this the mitzvah of tashvisu? So we're going to see in a moment what the Rosh is saying. Umashem mevarchin al bir b'shosh chamishes. And why don't we make the bracha of al bir? When do we make the bracha of al bir chamitzvah bosai? At night when we do bedika, correct. The Rosh is bothered. Why do we make the bracha al biur the night before? When should we make the bracha? During the day when we burn it. So the Rosh points out something that many of you might not be aware of. I remember when I learned Pesachim, I was stunned by this. And that is, you know why? Because b'shosh u'motzi chametz min ha'bayis u'mitzvah min ha'torah. Omer Ani says the Rosh, Totsas Chometz min Abayis Kodem Zman Yisura, Lo Nafik mi Tashpisu. You're not making the mitzvah of Tashpisu. The Omer Rabbi Akiva Leil Tashpisu Hainu Sreifa. Rabbi Akiva says the mitzvah of Tashpisu is Sreifa. Velo Tziv Satorah Lesarfa El Achar Shekvar Nesar. The mitzvah to destroy the chametz is specifically when it's asur. V'amei v'nyam, you'll ask me, but how could you have the chametz when it's asur? You are over by your abayimatze. The answer is, if you have it with the intention to destroy, then it doesn't matter if it went a few minutes into the afternoon. That's what the Gemara calls hamashe al manas levarim. So do you know, says the Rosh, that you and I are not mekayim the mitzvah of tashpisu? Because the mitzvah is b'sreifa, and the only time, Mason, stand up, the only time you have the mitzvah b'sreifa is when is when what? Is when it's already the Zman Isur, and we do it beforehand. So says the Rosh, since we already do it beforehand, you know what? So just do it at night by the time of Bedikah. He continues on. And this that we get rid of it beforehand. We want to make sure that we're not going to be over Bal Yirah. And therefore there's no mitzvah to make a bracha on. And therefore the only bracha of something that you're doing at the appropriate time is actually bedikas chametz, not sreifas chametz. We do sreifas chametz in the wrong time. We do sreifas chametz in the wrong time. That's being mavar the chametz. Now Rabbo said, what do you see from the Rosh? You see two things. First of all, the Rosh says that when it comes to the mitzvah of Tashbisu, are we mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu according to the Rosh? No. So what's mafurish in the Rosh? Like what the Chinuch had claimed, the Minchas Chinuch had claimed, Bedas HaChinuch, that the mitzvah you're mekayim, that the mitzvah, well, it seems like the Rosh is going even further. So no, the Rosh holds, we're not mekayim, the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Period. Neither mekum v'asei, nor v'shev al taseh. The mitzvah, according to the Rosh, it seems, is mekum v'asei. But because we don't want people to hold on to the chametz after the Zman Issur, we tell them to get rid of it earlier, so as not to be over Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. And that's the reason why we don't make the bracha of Al Bir Chametz, Bishas, Hasreifa, because we're not being mekayim in the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Better make the bracha Al Bir, that's how the Rosh seems to be learning, to make the bracha Al Bir at a time when you're doing something in its right time. And that is Bedika. So what do we see from the Rosh? Two things. Number one, the Rosh holds, it seems, that the mitzvah Tashbisu is b'kum v'aseh through Sreifa, but we don't do it at that time, and you and I are not mekayim. So there's actually now three conceptual possibilities. Number one, you're mekayim mitzvah Tashbisu v'shev al taseh. Number two, Tashbisu is b'kum v'aseh. Or, the third possibility is that we, you and I, are not mekayim the mitzvah at all, b'zman hazeh, intentionally. So it seems to be that the Rosh lives. That's what it seems that the Rosh holds. That's fascinating. So b'zman hazeh, we're neither doing the shev al taseh nor doing the kum v'aseh. Do absolutely nothing as far as that's concerned. But at least the Chol HaPachos, we're doing the Bedikah in the right time. And that's why, according to Rosh, we make the Brach of Al Bir Chametz on that time. Let's finish up with his words. So he says, what are you destroying? You're destroying through your Bittul. It's a very strange lashon. On this thing, migrara habracha shel bedika, the bracha bedika is dragged. Shehi tchilas habiur. This is the beginning of the destruction that a person does. The bedika is the beginning of his attempt of biur, but that's not the mitzvah of tashbisu. He's not mekayem the mitzvah of tashbisu. Amazing. My brother told me, my brother's a holy man, he says one of his Yetzaharas is to hold on to the chametz after everybody else destroys it, and to destroy it in the appropriate time, to burn in the appropriate time. So, he got up late, and he missed the time of burning chametz. No, he's got it right. Why? Because he's b'mekaynis a tashbisu. Why did Chazal not do that? It seems that the fear was that some people are going to mess up. So you're playing with fire. So in such a case, if you're playing with fire, so then it's better to... But it seems that somehow we were mevatel, along the way, we were mevatel tashbisu. So according to Rush, we're not doing Shev al Tas, we're not doing Kum Maaseh, but what we're doing right is we're doing the Bedikah right. And so we make the bracha of Al Biur on the Bedikah. Isn't that fascinating? So let's leave off a couple of tzarachims that we have. If the Minchas Chinuch is right, then the Chinuch holds that the mitzvah is B'Shev Al Tasa. We said that maybe the Chinuch is talking about Bedikas Chametz. If he's talking about Bedikas Chametz, then there's no raya. When the Chinuch says, oh, the halachos of when you have to do the Bedikah when you leave for Tashbisu, then it's not raya, that's B'Shev Al Tasa. And we read the Chinuch is talking about Bedikah, then there's no raya. Maybe the Chinuch holds this for Kum Maaseh. But the Chinuch is talking about Bedikah, he's not talking about destroying the Chametz. I have a tzarachiyun on that. Why would the Chinuch be talking about Bedikah if we're talking about the mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu? That's tzarachiyun number one. Tzarachiyun number two is, how did it come about that the Rosh is so relaxed, he was mevatel the din d'oraisa of Tashbisu, and he says, oh, but at least you got Bedikah done in the right time. And you can make an Al Biur Chametz on this Bedikah. Even though the Biur Chametz, you're not going to fulfill in the appropriate time. Less that I'm asking Akasha, but I'm saying, how did it happen this way? Aside from the fact that Chazal didn't want a person to be nichshel. The Seder. Chazal had the right to say, Yesh kach b'yachom l'akar dom min ator b'shev al tasa. Get rid of the Chametz beforehand. You won't be mekayem mitzvah of Tashbisu. But on this, you make the bracha al biur chametz. It's not the biur chametz, right? The biur chametz we were mevatel already because we were afraid people were going to get into trouble. These are two tzarachiyuns. Be'ezer Hashem on Sunday, I'm going to come back to these tzarachiyuns. These two tzarachiyuns were not the central part of the shir. Central part of the shir was basic chakir in the mitzvah of tashbisu. Is it b'kum ha'aseh shev al tasa? Four nafkaminas. The most traumatic one being whether you're mekayim the mitzvah of mitzvah tashbisu through bitul, machlokas which you're not shein basis. We then went on and saw two parts of the Minchas Chinuch's rayas from the Rosh and the Chinuch. We questioned the raya from the Chinuch. Although we still are stuck, why would the Chinuch be talking about, if he's talking about the mitzvah d'oraisa, then why is he talking about Bedikah? A. And B is, what does the Rosh mean that you make? Oh, it's appropriate to make the bracha of Al Biur Chametz if that's not be a kiyum at all of the mitzvah of Tashbis. Rabosai, I'd like to pick up where we left off in the mitzvah Sikur Yitzias Mitzrayim, and I want to point out where we had left off in the Rambam. Take a look. We said over what Reb Chaim said at his Seder, right? Who remembers what Reb Chaim said to answer the famous question of the... By the way, it's the Minchas Chinuch who says what I had said from the Shagasari. I don't know if I remember it being the Shagasari, but really, Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim and Sikur Yitzias Mitzrayim are the same mitzvah. And already you're Mekayim, Sikur Yitzias Mitzrayim, technically you're Mekayim, Sikur Yitzias Mitzrayim on the night of Pesach, when you say, Ani Hashem Elokecha. That's a big, big problem. Then why do the Monei HaMitzvahs count Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, Sikur Yitzias Mitzrayim as two different mitzvahs? So who remembers Reb Chaim's approach that they're fundamentally two different mitzvahs because qualitatively they're different mitzvahs? Who remembers the difference? Yes, Eitan?
It's a question and answers.
Has to be done b'derach shelo u'tshuva, question and answer, right? And in other words, what according to a Rambam that we read, if you don't do it in question and answer, then it's not Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's something else. Okay, what else? Yes, Freddy?
Has to be done with stories.
Yosef? Has to be done with stories. Maschel B'Gnus V'Sayim B'Shevach. Has to be done with props. And then Rabbi Bram Spiegel's beautiful idea that the source of Jewish education is here. Why is it the source of Jewish education? Because it's the Torah's description of the Igadet HaLubimcha. Reb Braunschweig added to what Reb Soloveitchik told him from Reb Chaim. And that is, if you take a look in Halacha Vav, the Rambam tells us one other distinction. In Perek Zayin Halacha Vav. B'chol dar v'dar chayiv adam laharos esatzon. It's a big discussion what the girsa should be. Whether laharos or liros esatzon. In every generation, a person has to see himself or show himself. Ki iluhu ba'atzma yotza atam yishudu Mitzrayim. It's as if that he went out of Mitzrayim. He has to visualize himself, according to Rambam, also to show of himself as if he's gone out of Mitzrayim. So Reb Braunschweig added that Reb Chaim was telling us the halachic differences between the three. But there's an emotional transformation that's supposed to take place. And Reb Braunschweig added that the goal of those three things is to bring us to the fourth. And that is for a person on the night of Pesach to mamish visualize himself as if he's going out of Mitzrayim. In our house we have a custom that we stop for about 5 minutes. We try to be silent. It's a little bit hard when you have Baruch Hashem children. But 5 minutes just for a person to be this bonin. Just take your life, very, very simply. Take your life with your parents and so on, and just visualize if you were in heaven. And the truth is, our great-grandparents didn't make it very difficult for us in terms of just even to imagine oneself as if they were in Poland in 1942 or 43. It's not too difficult for us to go back in time, in times where we were really, really avadim. And he's supposed to visualize himself, pshuto kimashmo, as if he is going out of Mitzrayim. That's what's supposed to be done. Val dover zeket to use a Rambam, see that Kodesh Baruch Hu v'Torah, v'zachar te ki eved al-yisa. You need to remember that you were once an eved. For a person to really appreciate what it is to be free. And to be free doesn't mean to be able to free to do any licentious favor and take whatever drug they want. No, to be free means to be someone who's an eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klomer, ki'ilu ata ba'atzmecha yisa eved. You are meshubit to somebody else. If anybody ever takes a job and they feel that their job makes them an eved to somebody, get out of it as quick as you can. Tal Ben Shachar, who's the most popular college professor today in the United States of America. He's a professor in Harvard. He's an Israeli. Points out in his best-selling book called Happiness, he points out that he's the biggest thing today in psychology. He points out that in Hebrew, the word Eved and Avodah is very, very close. If a person allows his work to cause him to become an Eved, then that's the antithesis of the essence of happiness. But a person has the avoda of Yitzias Mitzrayim is for a person to visualize himself as a Ben Chorin. And that's the chalos of these three things. And that's why Sibur Yitzias Mitzrayim is fundamentally different than Zechira. Zechira is an intellectual avoda of Emunah. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has two parts to it. One is giving himself over to his children and to his Talmidim, V'igadet HaLevincha. I was happy to recall that Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that Hagodas Eidus is not simply saying over things, but it's giving over facts, giving over, transposing a picture to the Dayanim. Same thing V'igadet HaLevincha. He's recreating to his children, right? If the Edom need to go to the crime scene, they go to the crime scene and show with the props, etc., etc. That's Haggadah. V'igadet HaLevincha will be ma'arich on this in the future. And then, there's another part. When he does this, then he could begin, he and his children, he and his Talmidim, could begin to go through the process of visualizing himself going out of Mitzrayim. Through Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every night, you can't do that. Intellectually, you know it. But to live it, and that's why the Rambam says, La'aros, you're supposed to act out. Our family, even though we're Ashkenazim, we do the Temani custom, and as we put the matzah on our back, and we act out Yitzias Mitzrayim. We don't say a lot of fancy Torah in our house. What do the children know from fancy Torah? I barely even say over this Reb Chaim in two sentences. Because it's Chanoch L'Nar Al Pi Darko. So that's the other kiyum of Liros and Laharos Asatzma. It's not a coincidence then that the Rambam brings out the Halacha of Aseba this way in Halacha Zayin. L'fichoch kishesoed adam b'layla azed. For that reason, when a person reclines in that night, tzarech lecho l'lishtos, he needs to eat and drink. V'meisev derecherus. The Halacha of Aseba is a result. It's not just Halacha says you got to learn lean this way. It's the result of a cognitive and emotional experience. That's what Haseba is. Haseba is not a halacha in the Maisa Achiva. It's a result of Liris HaSatzma. It's a result of that Agarsha. And that's why the Rav Yosef says, Bizman Hazev, it's not common for people to recline. Okay, don't recline Bizman Hazev. The halacha of Haseba is a totsah. For sure you should recline. But the awareness is that it's not just a halacha that he's supposed to lean to the left. It's a result of a person deep down feeling like he's a Ben Chori. Now, Rabbosai, now let's open our Agadas. Let's take a look at the conclusion of Magid. We're going to start Magid, Be'ezer Hashem, but I want to show you that this is borne out in a fascinating diyun in the Poskim of how to read the Agadah. And if this isn't Misameach, then nothing will be. Take a look. At the end of Magid, we have a Hallel. After we say Manish, the paragraph before is what we just read in the Rambam. The Chol Dor Vador, Chayiv Adam Liris Hatzmo Kilu Yatsami Mitzrayim. Shenemar Vigata Levincha. Well, isn't that beautiful? Shenemar Vigata Levincha. Chayiv Adam Liris Hatzmo Vigata Levincha. Exact same way that we were Masbir. The difference between Magid and Sam Zechira. Vigata Levincha is the precipitous factor which causes the person Liris Hatzmo. Then you pick up your kos. Then we count. We thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Lefichach anachnu chayavim lahodos lahal l'shabeach, etc., etc. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu took us out. Me'avdos l'cheirus me'yavon l'simcha me'eva l'yamtof u'me'afel l'algodol. V'nomar l'fonam shira chadash aluka. And we start the shorter of the two halos. And we conclude the second coast on this hallel, the second coast. And that's why you should pick up your coast already then, because the amira of the hallel is going on the second coast. Now, Rabosai, let's be precise in the language. Vinomar lefanov shira chadash aluka. And we will say in front of you a new song. And then we sing the song. Tosus in Psachim, if I'm not mistaken, on Kuf Tes Zayin writes, that song that we sing is called Shira Chadasha. Tosis has our Girsa, Shira Chadasha, because Tosis says we're singing about Yitzias Mitzrayim. If you'll notice, the Yitzias Mitzrayim expression is Shira Chadasha. The Geula, well, how do we talk about it? Shir Chadash. What's the difference between the two? So Tosis says it's better to easier to be a man than it is to be a woman. A man who has a child, the great. The doctor tells him, you had a baby. That was easy enough. A girl, the woman, what is she? She went through all the child pains, labor pains. Says Tosfos, if we're talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim, then we refer to it as Shira Chadasha. If we're talking about the Gula Lasa Lavo, then it should be Shir Chadasha. Tosfos says, the appropriate girsa is Vav Nun Aleph Mem Reish Lefanav Shira Chadash Aluka. Now our Tosos, of course you know, doesn't come with Nekudas, right? So the one of the poskim, I think it's the Levush, comments that the appropriate girsa over here should not be what we have in our Haggadah. What does our Haggadah have? V'nomar Lefanav. Now for those of us who know a little bit digduk, myself not included, Vav Nun Aleph Mem Reish is the future. V'nomar, we will say. What's V'nemar? In the past. V'nemar the fun Shir Chadash. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that there are some who say that the correct girsa should be v'ne'emar, and we said in the past, Shira Chadosh Haladuka. Not we will say. What will we say in the future? We will say in the future, Shir Chadosh. What's Shira Chadosh doing? Shira Chadosh is going on the past. Now here's one of the cases where the Mishnah Brura and the Magi Avram all said that the girsa should be v'ne'emar, and Klal Yisrael, in every single Haggadah in the world, didn't follow. It's a collector's item. Where you don't follow the Mishnah Brura, where you don't follow the Magen Avraham. The printed Haggadahs won the day. Isn't that amazing? All the poskim say, it should, not all. Many poskim say, it should be V'ne'emar lefan of Shira Chadosh Hashem. The Brisker Rav pointed out beautifully. Remember to Isaac his Haggadah as well. But now you'll appreciate so much more. Now that you get the whole picture. Says the Brisker Rav, no. What did we just get to be saying before? Bechol v'al dar v'adar, chayiv odom liros es atzmo, ki ilu hu yatsa mi Mitzrayim. Who went out of Mitzrayim? They did, once upon a time? Or through v'igadita levincha, we're able actually ourselves to mamish go out of Mitzrayim. We go out of Mitzrayim every year on the night of Pesach. Not every time we say Kriya Shema, as we develop the difference between Zechira and Sipur. But when a person does Sipur right, and he does these three things, and he mamish gets into it not just as an intellectual experience, but it's done as a drama. It's done b'derech shelu tshuva. It's done with props. Not only the props of the Rambam, but even the props like the Teimanim have. So then, he's supposed to mamish visualize it for himself when I'm Mitzrayim. So it's not the Ne'emar we did in the past. The Nomar, we are about to do it. We're supposed to sing Halal as if we mamish when I'm Mitzrayim. Many people know this word from the Brisker Rav, but what we're adding is that the only way a person could come to it is if they internalize what V'igadta Levincha is, as Reb Chaim had said. So Be'ezer Hashem, we should be zocha that this Pesach, if we make the appropriate hachanas, this requires real avoda. It's not something that just happens overnight. We'll talk more Be'ezer Hashem about how to go about that avoda. But a real avoda where a person is mekayim the mitzvah of magid. It's not only v'igadta Levincha, it's also called magid. Well, how does the Rambam conclude? Halacha hey, v'dvarim o'elu kula nikra in Haggadah. And what do we emphasize Haggadah is? Haggadah is not simply saying words, but Haggadah is being able to give the essence of oneself over, to describe it, manage the mo'us of a person, the essence of a person, the struggle between bondage and freedom, the essence of whether I really, really appreciate if I'm a ben chori, or I'm an evet to something. There are many, many things to be an evet to in our culture. You could be an evet to the internet. You could be an evet to somebody else. The need to gain approval from others. An evet to money. There are many, many, many bond masters today. And many, many people are servants. But if a person goes to the process of Igadta Levincha, he really, really thinks. But there are shelu tshuva. B'maskel b'gnus v'sayim b'shemach. If he really allows the props of his life to be a parsha in his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then he's ocha to go out the cheres that year. So it means that every single one of us has to make the cheshbon on these things. But there are shelu tshuva. It means a person's got to ask himself the story of his life. Maskel begnus. All of us had things where we started out that's negative. Maskel begnus. He needs to start to be honest where he's coming from. And he has to think about every single part that's around him, all the props of his life. Is that part of him going into cheres or chas v'chalil the opposite? If a person has that, then he'll be zocha liros esatzmo kiel yotzim yitzrayim. And then Mamish sings Shira on the night of Pesach. Then it's the Noimar Lefan of Shira Chadosh. Beit Hashem will continue with these ideas on Sunday. If the Talmidim would prefer, and I totally understand it, I won't be upset at all, even though I love Iyun and Lamnus. If the Talmidim would prefer not to finish off this Sugya and do Haggadah all day,